How ag experts are hoping to change one off-season fruit from being passed up in the produce aisle. When it comes to tomatoes and their off-season, consumers are turning away from buying them because of their lack of color and taste. Why is that? One reason is about 80% of those off-season tomatoes found in your produce aisle took a long time to get there.
About 1,500 to 2,000 miles.
Dr. Carrie Mitchell, horticulture professor at Purdue University, says high costs for energy and labor have all led to many West farmers giving up on growing tomatoes in greenhouses locally. Instead, they're coming in from Mexico and other warm climate countries. And that long trip from the field to the supermarket by truck, which can take a week, means growers have to pick tomatoes green and let them ripen on the road.
As the fruits ripen, they don't have the quality. They don't have the taste.
And I think it, in part, is responsible for the fact that U.S. consumers don't come anywhere close to eating the 5-a-day servings of fruits and vegetables that they're recommended to eat.
Beth Mitchum, extension researcher who runs University of California's Post-Harvest Technology Center, is hoping to change that. She's looking at ways for that long trip from the farm to the market to be easier on the fruit so it can be picked at a riper, softer stage.
Whether it's better packaging or the temperatures we ship and store products at, or some treatments and aids that the industry might use.
Development of these tomato varieties has been done using conventional plant breeding techniques, but other researchers are looking at genetic modification techniques to give consumers what they've really been asking for, a better looking and tasting tomato. More on that story on tomorrow's edition of This Land of Ours. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.